It's Ron Yud Beis Amun Aleph. Still, let's just, as usual, get our bearings for a second. Let's just start from where it says Meisve, which is like, I don't know, 10 lines down from the top, maybe. 9 lines from the top. Meisve, right? So again, we're trying to understand. We're trying to know when a person does hadpasa. So are we saying bikara kamapis or beheter kamapis? Right? Is he going by the fundamental initial stage of the neder that the person took, if that item shifted its status because of zrukah sadam or whatever, then now it became, went from being usher from the neder, right, being usher from the neder to now becoming mutter, and now we say this is like this, right? So what do we mean? Do we mean it's like this now because now it's mutter and therefore you didn't do anything, or no, it's like this in the sense that it had a fundamental, it had a, you know, an initial moment that it was ushered from a nether, and therefore it does make this other item usher from a nether. So we're trying to prove one way or the other. So the Gemara tries it. Ezu isra amr Torah. What's something that becomes usher? Amr hareni shala ocha basav shala eshta yayin kiyom shemes ba'aviv. I'm not going to eat meat and not drink wine, just like the day that my father died, kiyom shemes ba'rab, the day that his Rebbe passed away, Kiyom Shinerak Bo Gedaya Ben Achikam, the day that Gedaya was killed, Kiyom Shira Isi Yushalayim B'Yerchabana, the day that a person saw Yushalayim B'Yerchabana for the first time, all times when people had a minhag not to eat meat and not to drink wine. And the person says, so this day, right, Zek Hazeh, this day I'm on, you know, talking about now, should be like that day, right? V'amar Shmuel V'hu Shanadar Bo Osayom, and that's only true, says Shmuel, if the person had actually taken a nether on that initial day, right, because that's the whole point. Hadpasa only works when I'm comparing one thing to something else that was made usher through a neder, right? And the Gemara went, oh, hechidami, and what's the case we're talking about, right? So lav, and presumably that works, right? That's the whole point. So hechidami, what's the case? So lav go and the kai bechad b'shaba, the meis be'avua, there was a Sunday, right? Like the Ron explains, like the first day of the month, actually the first day of Nisan was the day when his father passed away. The va'af agav the igatuva, and even though there were other first Sundays of Nisan that he had didn't have this issur of eating meat, drinking wine, v'katani aser, right? And nevertheless, says aser shema mina biikar hu mapis, right? Sounds like we go based on the initial date. Meaning, and the point is like this: that he initially, right? So there was the first Sunday of Nisan was the day that his father had passed away, or that Gedaliah had passed, whatever. And he, Gedaliah is not in Nisan, it's in Tishrei, but fine. But the point is, the day where his father passed away, his Rebbe passed, whatever it was the first Sunday in Nisan, okay? And then, the presumption is, for a number of years, or at least 1 year, there was the first Sunday in Nisan came and went, and nothing happened. He didn't do anything. He didn't take a neder again, right? And then he says, okay, the next first Sunday in Nisan, he says, okay, now that day is going to be is going to be like the day my father passed away, right? Which on that day I had taken a neder not to eat meat or drink wine. And so you had basically a fundamental initial moment when the neder was taken for a certain day. He ushered himself to something. And then he had the next time when it came and nothing happened. And now the third time, at least, he said, it could be many, many years later, but at least the third time he says, Zek Hazeh, this day, this first Sunday in Nisan should be like that other one when I answered it. And what do we assume? It works. So what do you see? If I'm just comparing, what do we go based on? We don't go based on the most recent, right, status, which is that the first Sunday in the month of Nisan was not a day that there was any neder. We go by the initial time that he took the neder, which was, you know, the first time when it was usher. So what do you see? You see Be'ikar Kamapis, right, that we go by the initial day. Fine. So the Gemara says, not so fast. The Shmuel hachi etmar. No, you could just say the Shmuel meant the fuck, because the Shmuel said, v'husha nadar ba'osu ayom. So what did Shmuel actually say? Amar Shmuel v'husha nadur uba me'osu hayom ve'elech. So Shmuel didn't say, as long as he took a neder on that initial day, but that he took a neder that was continuing from that day until today. What do we mean? Look at the Ran. It's like 4 lines from the end of the medium-sized lines. The Shmuel Hachi Idmar Amar Shmuel B'hud Shenadu Ba Me'osu Yom Ve'elech. Klomar, Shekol Yemei Echad B'Shabbos She'avru Alav, and that every Sunday that followed, Shehein Kiyom Shemeis Ba'aviv, that were like the day that his father passed away, Nesru alav beneder. He asked them with a neder. Right. So presumably this means that every first Sunday in Nisan or whatever the status was doesn't mean every Sunday, but every day that's like the day that he initially took the neder. Sha'avru alav shehen kiyom shvitzu aviv nesru alav beneder v'kevin shekein lamatzis lenigmar mehacha. I can't learn anything. If that's true, I can't learn from anything from here. Right. Hi Dina, this halacha. V'lama dahach rebutza shminan dahacha leka yome dehetera klal. Because in that case, there was no day that was mutter. Right, so it's not like the case of meat that was initially made out because it took a neder and then became mutter because it did zrikas adam. And right now I'm trying to decide. No, there's no heter. He had taken the neder on the first day of the first Sunday of Nisan, and then every year that was the status. And then he says on the next time. And this one should be like that one. Okay, so it didn't sound good. Nice, it works. But that doesn't teach me anything about this question of before or after the heter, the us, this, or there's nothing to. The point being, as long as I can find a scenario where it's not teaching me anything, it's not teaching me this rule, so then it's no longer a proof. That's all. Okay.
Or didn't you do Taras and Darim every year, take away that nezra?
Yes. So first of all, maybe he wasn't doing that.
Okay.
Oh, right, that's one possible answer. That's assuming the person did Hazar Sundar. If he didn't, he didn't. So then nothing to talk about. That's probably the easiest answer. It's probably the easiest answer, yeah. But you're right. But we do exclude in our Hazar Sundar certain things. Right? So like Chutz, and one of them is Chutz Minitri Tanis. Right, uh-huh. He says, "I, if I become veilach, I don't want it." Right, so but except for nidre tanis, I'll take a mincha. So this, this is not a tanis. This is meat and wine, but there are certain heterim there also. But the simple answer probably is that that's a mincha that we do, but presumably he didn't do that. Right. Okay. Fine. Next case. Try again. Am Ravina Tashma Kachalas Aharon Ugetrumaso Mutter. Okay. The more later on Gimel Beis is going to talk about the following scenario. Ketrumas Aaron. Okay? So, Kachalas Aaron u Ketrumas Amutar. So, what's Chalas Aaron? So, good question, right? There's a lot of things called Chala. Right? Chala could be the Chala someone takes when they're baking bread. And they give that to a Kohen. Right? Chala could maybe mean the Chalas that are used for the Korban Toda. Chala could mean, there's a bunch of things that Chala can mean. Chalas Aaron, presumably Chala given to a Kohen. In some way. But in what scenario? What are we talking about here? Okay, the point is that if you say kechalas aron uketrumaso, it's mutter. Hakatrumas lachme toda, aser. Implication. So if I say it's like, meaning this sekazet, right? This thing, whatever it is, bread, whatever thing, whatever item I'm gonna aser. If I say it's like chalas aron, and like his truma, that's mutter. But if I say it's like trumas lachme toda, that should be aser. Look at the ran. Kechalas aron uketrumaso mutter. Says the Ran, two lines in the bottom. The Afagav, the Bekriya Shem Mitzirei, Kevun Shal Eno Asa Lachol, Eno Asa Lachol, Davra Asa Mikri, Velo Davra Nador. So even though I'm using something that's forbidden, right, to myself, let's say, right, if I'm not a Kohen, right, but it's not Asa to everybody, right, it's only Asa to me, and therefore it's a Davra Asa. And not davar another. So the rule about hatpasa is it's something that I made forbidden, or is made forbidden by a neder, as opposed to something that is fundamentally aser. So something that's a chala, let's say, or truma is fundamentally forbidden. It's not maybe it's not always forbidden.
Well, if you're a kohen,
right? But if I'm not a kohen,
right?
So chala or truma is always aser to me once it becomes chala or truma. Before it's chala or truma. I guess in theory it's not usher to me yet, but it doesn't become usher because of a nether. It becomes usher because of a change of status. But that change of status makes it something that's fundamentally usher. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's nothing. So it's not a hadpasa scenario. Okay. But the implication is Trumas Lachme Toda is usher. Look at the Ran. Haka Trumas Lachme Toda, Chala Achas, Shahay Nota Mikol Eser Chalos, Shall Kol Min Sheba. Right? So one of the things they would do is they would, when a person bring a Korban Toda, so they would bring 40 loaves of bread. Right, so that you could share it. The idea was that you'd share it with other people, right? You'd be even far same the Hakar Satov. But you would take challah actually from those 40 loaves of bread to give some to a Kohen. So that the implication, it's a regular challah, sounds like it's aser. Challah's chumas lachmei toda, the chuma you take from the lachmei toda, it sounds like I would say that, and I did have a pasuk with something with that, it would make the item aser, right? Rashi, Ran, the havalei mapis v'davar hanadur. Because again, that bread, right, the lachmei toda, are initially permitted to, or they're initially permitted to eat, let's just say in theory, I asked them by including them in the korban, right? And then when you see this, rikas adam makes them permissible for people, now everyone can eat them. You can't, but at a certain point, you can't eat the lachmei toda until it's been, until rikas adam has taken place. And the iser is a neder because it's part of a korban that I declare, presumably, okay?
Why? Because it's like by implication, because the mission didn't say that, so therefore that's
what the Gemara is trying to do right now.
Right.
Yes, right. The Gemara is trying to imply that chalas aron and chumaso is mutter. The implication is that other forms of chala or chumaso
you could do
hadpasa through those things, right? Using those items. So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'had chumas lach metoda la'ach azrikas damim hi, right? But wait a second, chumas lachmei toda only become mutter to eat after zrikas adam. And nevertheless, when I do have pasta with them, it works. So what do you see? We go based on the initial stage, right? The initial neder that made them usher when I was going to use them for a korban. Okay, look at the Ran. But chumas lachmei toda la'acha zrikas damimi. The came in the lachmei toda lo sharu ba'achila ala acha zrika. Since the lachmei toda are only permissible to eat after zikas adam, lama yitamru osan kodem lachain, right? Lama yitamru osan kodem lachain. I'm just not sure what his point is. Why are you taking shuma from them beforehand? I'm not totally sure what the Ran's point is there. But the first point is important for us. Or they're probably both important, but sorry. The first part I can explain. The main point is that the shumas lachmei toda, only they become mutter after zikas adam and before they're asar. Right? Yeah?
It says here, and there's a note
yeah.
that says that as a result, it became common practice to always do it beforehand, since they couldn't, the Khan couldn't eat it until after the Zrika was performed.
Okay, so do what? Take the Truma from the...
So there's no purpose to separating them before the Zrika, and the common practice is therefore to wait until afterwards.
Oh, so that's why he says, Lam Yitamu Kod Osan Kodim Lachin?
Right.
Okay, I mean, that's why they would take the Truma first.
Right.
Because who cares?
That's what it says.
Okay, and then everything becomes mutt at the same time. Okay.
There was no purpose to do it before, and anyway, so people just waited, I guess,
you wouldn't take the chuma earlier. Take the chuma after, because you might as well.
Right.
Because you had to wait anyways until the Zrika said that. Got it. Okay, good. Yeah. The point is, the Ketani Aser, Shema Minah, to be Kara and Kamapis. The main point is, if that's true, the fact that we are, that by when you do Arpasa with it, right, so it makes the item Aser, and it's after Zrika said that. See, what do you see? We go based on the initial stage. Good, so now we gotta prove our point. Okay, it's damaged tomorrow, not so fast. Ema kachumas halishka aser. So this whole thing is based on an inference that since it said kachalas aron kachumas a mutter, the implication is lachmei toda is aser and lachmei toda is after she goes down. Whoa. So someone said, no one said that it's kachumas, if it's kachumas lachmei toda is really aser. No one said that. We made that implication. And I can make a different implication. Rather, you could say, what the implication was, that if it's kichumas halishka, it would be aser. And that's why when it says, kilchalas arnu kichumaso mutter, right? What's the implication? But if it was chumas halishka, if you say kichumas halishka, that would be aser. Right? About chumas lachmei toda my mutter, right? But if it's chumas lachmei toda, it would be fine. So, it was chumas halishka, that's the money that people would give to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, look at Rashi, the Ran, sorry. Ela ima ha kachumas halishka. By the time we're done learning the entire Masechta, I'll stop saying look at Rashi. And then we're on. Ela ima ha kachumas halishka asar. Chumas halishka shahayu tormin mimaos halishka umimalin shalosh kupa. So they'd fill up. People give, half shekel to pay for korbanos, etc., and other upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. So if you would say kit chumas halishka, Right? So then what would happen? That would make it usher. Why? Because the money was fundamentally permissible. And then I said, I'm going to use this money and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. And that made it usher. And that money stays usher. Right? Forever. So and there's nothing to learn from that. Fine. In which case, you haven't learned anything about Chumas Lach Meitoda. It could be those are totally mutter. And it wouldn't work. And you're not doing anything. In which case, I just can't learn anything. Okay. So wait a second. Listen, Lach Meitoda, the culture can chumasa, right? But if that's true, right? If what you're trying to distinguish is between trumas chalas aronu kechumaso, as opposed to trumas alishka, which again, the two things are very different, right? Trumas aron and trumas chalas, sorry, chalas aronu trumaso, as opposed to trumas alishka. Yeah, those are the language of truma, but they're very different things, right? And you're trying to compare one to the other. So the only problem is. Then the language is kind of funny because what should you have said? It should have said lach meitoda, right? Just say listening lach meitoda, and I would know for sure trumasa, right? So if you just said tashma, and again, especially if lach meitoda are also mutter, right? When you use lach meitoda, it doesn't work. So if you would have just said lach meitoda, then I would know that it would apply also to the truma also, right? So hakamash malan. Trumas lach meitoda trumasohi, right? Tzumash says, no. What he comes to teach me is that the trumas lach meitoda is also considered like truma, right? And that itself is important. Vibais ema trumas lach meitoda nami kodem zikas damim hu, or trumas lach meitoda was actually taken before the zikas adam to go into afreshinu belisha, right? That they took it aside when they waited to bake them and then the Drukas Adam, etc. They would take it even before they would need it, totally. And that would be another scenario in which they could sometimes take it early. V'chihada Amar of Tuvi, Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel, Lach Meitoda Sha'afan Ba'ar Bachalos, Yatza. And this, you know, is what Rav Tovi Bar Kisna meant, when he said Nim Shmuel, the Lach Meitoda that were baked Ba'ar Bachalos as opposed to 40. If you bake them into four Chalos, that you'd be Yotze if you did so. What do you mean? I thought you're supposed to have 40? And it's another mitzvah. You're supposed to have, you know, yeah, you're supposed to have 40. That's the right thing to do. But if you didn't do so, you're still Yotze even with only four. V'habay le'mishkal truma v'chitemid deshakal chada rifta al-kula v'atnan echad mikol korban shal yito mikorban al-chavero. Let's slow down for a second. But the point being, right, when the Gemara says Yibayis Ema, that if you want, I'll give you a different answer, which is that basically Chumas Lach Meitoda could even be before Zrichas Adamim, like because it was Afreshin and Belisha, in which case, again, I wouldn't have had the Havamina to use that as an example. That's the point. And since I wouldn't have the Havamina to use as an example, then with the Gemara, the Mishnah itself says is fine. And it makes sense. And therefore, there's nothing to learn from it. That's the point. You can't teach me anything because not before she gets dumb, after she gets dumb, it's way for it. It's when they remafresh the challah from it before they even bake the bread. In which case, there's nothing, there's no chiddush here. Look at the Ran. Look at where he says Trumas Lach Meitoda Nami Lifnei Zrigas Damim. He says Kloma Dimishkachas, because the case can be Nitcharmu Kodim Zrigas Damim, that they actually took the Truma before Zrigas Adam. That's why that Ron's point initially, when he talks about how they would always, you know, wait till after. Right? So it could be the case that they could before. When we Shemhachi Lo Psika Le Misne Kit Trumas Lach Meitoda, that's why they didn't care to say like Trumas Lach Meitoda. Dika Gavna De Mitzar. Because it could be scenarios where it became usher before Zrigas Adam. So the point is, there's no proof in either direction from this point. And he says, "Kagon da'afreshinu b'lishayu b'din hu delishni lay da'afreshinu la'achar fiyasan kodem Zrigas Adamin." Right. That the halacha was that they could actually, you know, you could teach it basically that they took it. After they bake them before the kishu gets to them, shari afiyasan haitsa kodemes, because the baking would come first typically, right? Afilu the shkita hazevach, meaning before the actual shechting of the animal. The Ha'amina b'minachos shem nishchar hazevach kodem shi karmu p'nei kulon lo kodesh. Because if you would shech the animal before the bread had gotten, you know, baked, it was starting to get, you know, start getting, you know, crusty, like it was getting baked, they don't become kadosh to be used as a korban. Elakeven the ma'isi raya mid the Rebbe Tuve the matzah lahafrish kodem zrika. But since you can bring a proof from Rebbe Tuve, which we're going to see in a second, that you could be mafrish even before the zrika, or the Rebbe Tuve mari b'dafrishuna b'dishayu, and the Rebbe Tuve is talking about when they actually took it out before they even kneaded the dough. Nakanamiyacha dafrishuna b'dishayu. The point is that usually it's not really true. Meaning usually they didn't take it before they kneaded the dough, right? But you're supposed to wait. But the point is it's early. It can happen early. Fine. So once we're talking about that, so the Gemara can continue to ask this question about the Arba versus the 40. So let's go back to the Gemara for a second. Fichiha da Amr Rebbe Tuvi Bar Kisna Amr Shmuel Lachme Toda Sha'afan Ba Arba Chalos Yatza. Right, and that's what Rebbe Tuvi meant, Rebbe Tuvi Bar Kisna, when he said the name of Shmuel, that Lachme Toda that are baked into four chalas, you're Yotze. Right, V'haksiv Arba. I thought you're supposed to have 40 chalas. That's part, we always quote that. 40 chalas, it's 10, you know, four different types. Chametz, and then three types of matzah, and they're all 10 each. So that's not that's the mitzvah. That's you're supposed to do. That's the right thing to do. L'chachila. But if not, you're still yotze if you just did four. Okay. But Gemara asked about this. How did that work? V'hai ba'al mishkal truma. I thought you had to take truma from it. V'chitim b'deshalki ochad rifta akula. If you want to take, maybe I'll take one of the four loaves of bread. V'atnan echad mikol korban. I thought you're supposed to take one from each korban. Shalyital mi korban achaveiro. You're not supposed to take from one for the other. So if it's four different types of bread, I'm supposed to take something from each of them. Right? So it's usually, again, it's 10 loaves of each type. So if I only have four loaves, one of each type, I can't. It's not possible, right? V'chitema deshaka prusa mikol achaveiro. I'll take a piece of each one. Can't do that either. V'atan echad shalyital prusa. Now I'll take a piece. You're supposed to take a whole loaf. So how would I get this done? So how do you get it done? El da frishin b'lisha. You took it ahead of time. You took it before it was ever baked into anything. The shalko chadim chametz, chadim chalos, vechadim rikikin, vechadim rivucha. You take one of each of the four ahead of time. This is just a proof that there's such a concept of taking before. Oh, you took it, you know, after, you know, by lisha as opposed to you know, after the baking. And you could do such a thing. But the point being, again, that's well before Zuka Saddam, and there's nothing. There's no proof from here. That's the bottom line. So the bottom line is, we have no proof. We don't know which you know way to go here. Is when you do a hadpasa, is it bikar kamapis? Is it beter kamapis? We don't know. So when we don't know, Gemara, you know, gives that up and wants to do at least what we always do, which is let me make it tonight. Well, maybe at least this machlokes is a machlokes tonight. Okay, what's the machlokes? Time we'll at least present the question here. Let me make it tonight. Hare alai kibachor. So what if I say, I put an item next to another piece of meat, which was a bachor, right? And I say, this other item should be like the bachor. The bachor is usher to use, except for the kohen. Only the kohen can eat it. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov says that makes it usher. Rabbi Yehuda matir, and Yehuda makes it matir. You're asking me, you're going to ask what I thought a bachor is. Fundamentally, usher. It's not made by a neder. That's gonna be part of the question here. I thought bechor is always such because someone does declare something of bechor because they have to see which one came out first. The baby comes, no, which animal came out first. But it should be fundamental. But we'll see. So what's the case? Heichdam inema lifnei zikras damim. Because again, after the animal is shechted, so now the kohen can eat it. Right? There's zikras dam. The kohen can eat the animal. So if you time is before zikras adam, my time is on the shari. Then how can one say that it's the hadpasa didn't work? What do you mean? This is before Zikas Adam, it's totally usher, so for sure it's going to work. And if it's after Zikas Adam, my time in the mandal usher. How can anybody make this forbidden? It's after Zikas Adam, the item is totally permissible. So, El Alav, the Machis Basar Bechor Kameh, what must be? I put the Basar Bechor in front of me, Umachis Basar Dahech Gabe, and I take another regular piece of meat in front of me, Ba'amar Zeh Kazeh. And I say, this is like this one, but Tanahi, right? And it's a machlokes tonight. Basically, do I go based on the initial state? Do I go based on the actual state? And maybe that's exactly the question. And we'll continue that conversation next week. Great session. Okay.